الحمدين وكفاء والسلام على عباد الذين استفر بس في ميكي مزاكرة والسنة وفضل نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم which is our way of life that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for every human being. But sadly Allah Ta'ala says قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ, very few will take a heed and bring iman, and very few will follow. And even from those few that are following, very few will follow properly. So we should be begging Allah Ta'ala this month of Ramadan that Allah Ta'ala open these realities to us. And as Hazrat says, we can read about it, we can hear about it, but only Allah Ta'ala, who is Qadir and Mutlaq, can put it into our heart, the value of one sunnah. Then a person's life will be a different life. So with regard to the sunnah of entering and leaving the toilet and relieving ourselves, yesterday we learned when we finished, relieve ourselves and we're coming out and we're out of the toilet, then we should read this dua of Quran. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَذْحَبَ أَنِّي الْأَذَى وَآفَانِي. And Hazrat explained, Ghufranak, the great wisdom of this, that Allah, please forgive me. I didn't make your zikr in the toilet, although you are not allowed to make zikr. But as a person gets the ma'rifat of Allah and realize the greatness of Allah, you're only thinking of Allah. And then unintentionally thoughts come to you in the toilet also about Allah. So Allah, please forgive me. And one is you feeling regret that few minutes I couldn't make Allah zikr. So Allah, please forgive me. And then make shukr to Allah. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَذْحَبَ أَنِّي الْأَذَى وَعَفَانِي. Imagine what beautiful dua. This is a clear sign of nabuwat and a clear sign of the oneness of Allah. How should we know to appreciate Allah's ni'mat? Otherwise we just in the toilet, out of the toilet, we don't realize. Allah save us and give all shifa. But till the time a person has a problem, and you're in the toilet and you can feel the urine wants to come out, but it's not coming out. And it's blocked and then you're suffering. Then only a person realizes. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize, like one person after he had his operation on for his prostate and his urine started coming out. And then the doctor gave him the bulb. Now he started crying. The doctor said, what's wrong? Why are you? Is the bulb too heavy or... He says, no, I'm seeing that all this one time I couldn't pass water. And the bulb is so much. So many years I'm passing water free of charge. And Allah Ta'ala didn't send me one bulb. So we should realize this. And this is the object and purpose of coming in the company of the Ahlullah. That we can start realizing Allah gave us all this ni'mat free of charge. Before entering the toilet, remove any ring, etc. upon which any ayat or the name of Rasulullah is visible. Even try and really take out our Quran Sharif, put it one side and then enter the toilet. However, if a person has got a taweez and it's covered in cloth and sewn, then it will be permissible to enter the toilet while you're wearing it. When relieving oneself, do not face the Qibla or turn the back towards it. And this we should be very conscious, especially the enemies has made an effort, Haramain Sharifain, you go many times. Most of the time, the base are facing Qibla. Your feet is facing towards the Qibla. And we don't realize, we just sleep like this. Instead of trying to shove the base or something, or put your head on the other side, even if there's no headboard that side, it doesn't matter. So respect for the Qibla is very, very great. And there's many details, there's no time to go in all that. But when we're relieving ourselves also, toilet there also, mostly facing the Qibla. Either your face is facing the Qibla, either your back. So your face and your back, even in our homes, sometimes we buy a new home, especially now in these white areas we're buying homes, then mostly the Qibla, the toilet is facing Qibla. Spend that money and then change it. Otherwise, we don't realize how long you will try and sit about skew. And everybody doesn't know that. Children, etc., they'll be growing up with that bad habit. And the Qibla has got positive rays. And if you do negative things towards it, you're clashing the positive rays with the negative. And then you get all type of sicknesses. All the doctors in the world cannot understand what is the cause of that sickness. The cause of that sickness is just respect. So that is, we have to make a lot of tawbah, istighfar, and correct them. Further, with regard to the poems that we read when making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yesterday we read this one couplet, Ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. While you're making zikr, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And if you're concentrating, and just these poems instantaneously just comes out from the heart of the Ahlullah. That Ilahi, mere dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe. It's not that every 10 times that you just, that you must stop at 10 times and say these poems. These are practice for us. While you're making zikr, you see as we progress, Allah give us tawfiq and make this, and this is a lifelong effort. And then we'll understand one poem, what effect it has. Then what is the effect of the zikr itself? The object is the zikr, not the poem. But the poems are the du'as, and so that the zikr can have effect in my heart. That, oh my Allah, oh my Ilah, oh my great deity, who knows my in and out, that don't let there be effect of anything besides you in my heart. So much so that with high progress, even your stomach is paining, hey, I ate that food, that's why. No effect of anything must be in my heart. See, why care it? Besides you, Allah, let my gazers, and this is not the outward gazers, the gazers of the heart. As Allah explained yesterday, the eyes to see Allah Ta'ala, but to open the eyes of the heart and see Allah Ta'ala. Then it's a different sight. Then further, in this poem it's mentioned, Tu kar de khabar, sare khabro se mujhko. Ilahi rooh khabar dar tera. Now Allah, make me unaware of all the news of the world. I don't want to know about the politics and work, about scores, about this. I don't want to know about any news. All I want to know, Ilahi rooh khabar dar tera. Oh Allah, must always be informed about you. In other words, let my ma'rifat increase every second. And when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the istighfar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, every split moment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ma'rifat is increasing. And the thing, I was on a lower stage and making istighfar for that. So this is what we said. When you start getting the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, then you see even your friends, you don't want to mix too much. You don't want to even, you feel that you just want to be alone. The more you're alone, the more you're happy. But when you don't have ma'rifat of Allah, you want to be the talker even in the company. I am the main talker. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality that the zikr, we start making it consciously and then see all these things when it comes in your life. And like what can be said, a young person when he gets his life is something else. And our Dada Shaykh says, when you give your youth to Allah, Allah will keep you in your old age like a young man, standard and always vibrant, like our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, in their old age, they were like vibrant young people. So Allah give us tawfiq. Further, this important lesson with regard to Anwarul Salah, which will bring all these realities into our life. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى صدق الله العلي العظيم. We are busy discussing Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali did us a great favor and he said before you actually learn the actual bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It's quite an intensive bayan, but it's a bayan of life. And it's got a bayan of our whole existence, how to be living. And that is all in Salah. So before you do that, you need an introductory course. You need to be first focused. You're not focused and you do a course, you won't understand head or tail what's happening. So he said to be focused, he's prescribing what is called an introductory course, which is called Noor. And he termed it as Nur, over 5 Nurs. The Kitab, the call, the Bayan is also divided into 5 different sabaks, 5 lessons. So here he said, first do the 4, 5 Nurs, then when you start learning the Bayan itself, then you'll be focused, and then you'll be able to receive and take what is in the Bayan. So the first Nur we discussed already, one is that a person realizes, I need my Islah to be done. I need to correct, I need to learn how to love like a human being. Forget becoming a Sufi, all that is far. Just to become a human being I need to. And for that I need a spiritual guide, a Sheikh, a Kami,
A person who is a perfect hind, he went through the process, he's got, like, not you just go to any chef, big chef, you know him. One person from Sony came to our Dada chef, and then a person told him that, Hazrat, this is my chef. So he asked, who is his chef? And who is his chef? He says, I don't know who is his chef. So Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shaki Maktar Sahib was very jovial. He said, in Arabic, he said, La ta'khuzu baba malla baba lo. Don't take somebody as your father who you don't know who is his father. So you have no link. And that is why our deen is sanad. And even tasawuf has got a sanad. All the silsilas, the four silsilas also Allah has made it that is sanad. Right till Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So first, properly, do a course. We come to the khanka, that's good. But more important when you have taken up the course. Like if a student, like in some students, they allow them to do what is called sama'at. They just sit in a class, they around, maybe they hear in the madrasa for 1-2 months. So they allow them to sit in a class. So if they must class or anything, they don't worry, I'm just doing sama'at. But when you enroll properly and you are a proper student, now you see you must be there on time. You must pay attention, all that, like that. If you take bad to a sheikh, and then you start doing the course properly, and then itiqad, you must have firm conviction that this is my sheikh that will guide me to Allah. And then have the inifad, and then present yourself that whatever spiritual diseases you got, if you see it's not going away, like if you got a headache, then the person takes a panado, goes away, alhamdulillah, through the Allah Ta'ala's fadl. And like that, spiritual diseases are more important. As you do the course, you start making zikr, etc., you come regularly for the majalis, pay attention, then you see, hey, I still got this disease, I'm still looking, glancing all over the show, then explain to us, this is my problem. And he'll give you the treatment. And then, like that, a person will progress. And that is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, treat the root. When the heart comes right, the whole body will come right. And don't treat the outward causes. Like we just learned yesterday also, we say read long, long nafal namaz. We don't have concentration in short rakat. How are we going to get long, long concentration in there? So we're giving the wrong prescription. And the second noor was that, see that our intention is correct. Khalis, only for the pleasure of Allah. Not for any other motive that I must get what is called mahwiyah, like we learn that certain sahaba and certain of our pious elders, Mawlana Madani Rahmatullahi, how they were absorbed in their namaz. They didn't even know a snake is above their head. That is not the object. And that is not concentration and devotion. In this next noor, we'll get a brief idea what is concentration and devotion. So that is not the object. And that is not like Hazrat says, that now people must think, what kind of namaz I'm reading. And that is totally out of the question. If you got that intention, then Allah Ta'ala has informed us through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ana Aghna Shuraka. I'm the most independent partner. In here in business, you partners, you are hoping I must get the biggest share. But Allah Ta'ala, even if you give a small share to anybody besides Allah, Allah says, go and get your, give him the whole share. I don't want anything. So we have to be totally, only and only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants that, and it's obvious. Where else can we get anything besides Allah Ta'ala? So we have to give our intention must be solely and only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. No ulterior motive, no anything else. That a person, Allahu Akbar. So much so that we see our pious elders, Hazrat Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Alayha, for example, when she used to get up for tahajjud namaz, she used to make dua, Ya Allah, if I'm getting up because I want jannat, then deprive me of jannat. Don't give me jannat. If I'm getting up because I want to be safe of jahannam, then don't give me jannat, then throw me in jahannam. But if I'm getting up because I want you, O Allah, then please don't deprive me of you. Make me yours, and you become ours. So just reality every time, then we just make that niyat. And then don't worry what shaitan will fool you. You just make niyat, Ya Allah, I'm doing it for your pleasure. But niyat properly and the action also must be properly, as you will learn and as Hazrat is stressing. And then the other example is like we think, hey, we read namaz, we'll get soul or sawab, we'll get, that is on its place. Iman wa ihtisab, it comes in the hadith. Have two important intentions when you do any action. Iman, that is I am the slave of Allah. and it's Allah's command, and to be the slave of Allah is the greatest thing. And Allah has given me this gift. Allah, otherwise, Allah would be like a very rich man. He is, in the early days, they were like checks. There is no checkbook and all this. If he had a check on his checkbook on his desk, and he got 5 pens, and he's writing a check of 1 million rand, then that check will both say, I'm a 1 million rand check. The one check after that is writing 500 rand. Say, where's 500? So, it's just a check. He can cancel it any minute. That's just check I made a mistake. So, we all the slaves of Allah. Allah allows us to come in His court. It's Allah's favor. So, that is why only for Allah Ta'ala. And then, on the other hand, these the benefits that we learn, you perform namaz, Allah will feed to your daily bread, etc. These are the byproducts. That should not be our object. Like the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example. We learn, if you read Surah Waqia, then Allah will never let you suffer poverty. Now Hazrat says, a foolish person is that you read it only to save yourself from poverty. Then you'll get the byproduct. The actual thing is to get the Creator Himself. Allah Rabbul Izzat is going to save you from poverty. Otherwise, if that's our intention, then Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says, you like that foolish person, now you got a very big land. And now you want to cultivate it, plant something. Now you want fertilizer. Somebody tell you the best fertilizer is the cow dung. Now you go special to the market to buy a cow, but what intention? I must get cow dung. So Allah says that's a foolish person. You went to the market, you bought a cow, but with the intention I'll get fresh milk. With that milk I'll able to make ghee, I'll able to make cheese, and I'll get cream, so lot benefits. The dung is going to come automatically. Like that, the benefits of dunya is like the cow dung. That will come automatically. So we shouldn't be short-sighted. When you got the king himself, as Hazrat says, then what more you want? So our intention is to be extremely all the time. And this will take a long effort, our whole year. But like Hazrat says, when you got the container, as we're making namaz, and as we come into the majlis, every minute you'll say, I got no ikhlas. I got no sincerity. And that is when reality of istighfar will come. Then the third noor is khushu wa khudu aur huzur e qalb wali namaz ba ruh hai. Magar khushu aur huzur se murad ikhtiyari khushu hai. Allahu Akbar. As we learning that a namaz of life is a namaz with concentration and devotion. And that is a namaz that has got a soul, not a namaz that is just an empty body, like a stillborn child. The child is born perfect, everything, completely formed, but the poor child can't move anything. Stillborn child. So it's just a body with no life. So like that, myself, our namaz is there, our tilawat, every aspect of deen, but it's got no life. So much so, after you do this course, you'll realize even I was a alim, I was teaching. There was no life in my teaching. I wasted, and you'll make istighfar. I wasted so many students' time in my life. And you'll be making istighfar. But when namaz is ruh, just your presence there will be something. Just the presence of the child that got the life, how happy that mother is. And when the child is there, it's good, the body is there, but there's no life, poor mother is crying. So like that, our namaz is like a namaz that is worth being crying upon. That there's no life in it. So what is namaz of life? That it must be with concentration, devotion, humbleness, and very important, huzur e qalb. That your heart must be focused, attentive. Like you left your house, you're going for zohar namaz. You know you're going for zohar namaz. But that was when you left your house. And so much so, fuqaha said that even you came for zohar and by mistake, if you're making a verbal niyat, which is that more for beginning people. And that I'm reading 4 rakats asr namaz. But it's zohar. You made that mistake, it won't be asr namaz, it will be zohar namaz. But when you come in the masjid, am I conscious where I'm walking into? When you start your Allah Akbar, am I conscious? I'm the slave of Allah. I came to fulfill my responsibility and Allah's great ni'mat, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that consciousness to be present of mind when you start your namaz, that is actual niyat. And then you stand in that humble way, as was explained, not just an outward show of humbleness. Humbleness in the heart, that now in front of who I'm standing. You'll be shivering in your heart inside. And then your body will be also motionless. But then to understand now what is this concentration, what is this devotion, presence of heart, etc. It is what is within our ability. It's not something that we learned, we heard about absorption, that a person doesn't know what's happening around him. And a great Sahaba, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, was put into his feet and trying to take it out, it's painful. He says, let me just start my namaz. He started his namaz and he pulled it out, he carried on, finished, says, out. See, long time it's out. So that is not the object. That is Allah ta'ala grants certain people when Allah wants a special gift. The object is just concentration and devotion, which is within our ability. What Allah is, don't try and move the goalpost and make it too high and you'll never reach there. No, it's simple. Concentration and deen yusrun. Deen is easy. Allah never make our deen difficult. So this concentration and devotion, as we learn, it's a simple what we learned in maktab. And then we forgot. Now we have to keep on revising it. And what is that? Khushu aur huzur se murad ikhtiyari khushu hai. Yani namaz ke faraiz, واجبات سنن اور مستحبات کی ادائیگی کا اطمینان اور ہوش سے اہتمام کرنا اور دل کو قصداً کسی دوسری طرف متوجہ نہ کرنا. That is to know what is faraiz in namaz. What are the faraiz of namaz? And that we learn in maktab. And as we explain, that our ulama explain, Hazrat Maulana Masih Ullah Rahmatullah, from this you can understand, just Allah's command, Aqimi Salat al-Zikri, all the departments of deen, how important it is. And briefly we explain, when you don't do the cause of zikr of Allah, then you will be thinking, I'm only doing work of deen. Yeh ek kaam hai. I'm only teaching is most important. Some people will think khanka is only most important. But what is the reality? Hazrat Maulana Abrar Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he went to one town and then like normal complaint, he says, Hazrat, some people say, sirf yeh ek kaam hai. Only you must go out in the path of Allah, alimi fikr, etc. So Hazrat listened, he kept quiet. So when he started his bayan, he said, Allah gave us this body. Who can say the eyes are not the eyes are only important, the ears are not important? Then who can say the only the ears are important and the mouth is not important? Then as like that, they explain all the different parts of the body. Then he said, the whole body, every part is important. Every department has to do its work. And properly, you got eyes, but Allah didn't give you but there is basarat, you can't see what you are. So that the department is not working. So like that, never ever say that this is ye kaam, this is alami kaam. And first of all, if you don't have anything in you, how are you going to pass on deen? How are you going to have that reality? So every department is important, and every department have to get the life in it. We can't just be teaching, but we still have a connection with Allah Ta'ala. We're going out in the path of Allah, regular, 40 days, 4 months, but no connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that is what Maulana Ilyas Sahab was worried in the end of his life also. And he cried in front of Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullahi, that what's going to happen? Then Allah, but first of all, he cried about himself. He says, Hazrat, is this not istidraj? Istidraj is Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq to do something, but then you don't do it for Allah's sake. And yet you see, oh, you're becoming famous, etc. And you think, no, this work is accepted. So Hazrat was worried. He says, it's not istidraj that Allah is just outwardly making me feel this work is prone. Say, no, the thing that you are worried of, that is a sign it's not istidraj. But when a person thinks, I got a lot of followers, I did this work, then that is istidraj. And then the second worry, he says, that this work will just become like people just going around. Like the travelers, etc. That we have to worry about. So anyway, this is for every department. Not only people going, even here we come to the khanka. But are we doing our work? Is that current coming into me? As Hazrat says, it's not just for listening. It's not just for myself that we have to see. Is this connection coming in my heart? And then, every department will make dua for the next department. And this is, and some people have a lopsided idea that the soul, this is not Nabi's work. This was the work of the Sufis. Whereas Allah Ta'ala said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. That this was the special favor of Allah. The first department was the maktab. To teach the children Quran-i-Kareem, bring nur in their life. then to divert that nur towards Allah Ta'ala and then make the Islam. So Islam is part of Nabuwat. It's the main thing. And that was done first was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Then Allahu Akbar, when they started learning hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they started learning Qur'an-i Kareem, till they didn't practice upon it, they never used to go ahead. So anyway, all these departments are extremely important. So this is khushu and khuzu is what we learn in maktab. What is the faraiz, what is the wajibat of namaz, and of all our, whether it's wuzu, khusal, to know all these things. Faraiz, wajibat, sunnah, and mustahabbat. And then to fulfill it with itminan, what proper is, not just rushing. Not that you're just rushing into ruku, rushing into sajda. And that is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. The worst crook is that person who steals in namaz. Sahaba said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who's going to steal in namaz? Say, a person who comes and reads namaz like a fowl pecking on the ground. So Allah Ta'ala save me. So to know these things and then to fulfill it with itminan. Every posture, your body must be at ease before you go into the next posture. And what horse, what proper consciousness, that now I'm in ruku, Allahu Akbar. And so much so, like our Dada Shaykh says, in any posture when you're in qiyam, say, Ya Allah, this is your command. As long as you command me to stand like this, I'll stand my whole life like this. But then Allah has commanded, now go into ruku. Now in ruku you think like that. So watch what your mind must be attentive, and what ihtimam, what proper importance to show the importance. What is farz needs that amount of importance. What is wajib, and if you don't know what farz, etc., so see the importance of the makatib, etc. And then as the years, while you are in madrasa, you are reading namaz also. And that also, imagine the ustads of those days, they used to teach, like Hazrat says, his ustad, known as Ahmad Dera Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, taught them practical, and this was done, even in our time. But, wow, what did we think? And so that, until today, people who attended the maktab properly in those days, today the maktab also, we imitating the Western system. Their type of syllabus, lot of coloring, and lot of those things, big, big kitabs for the students. But what was actually in the maktab, the heart of the ustad, that was the nur of Allah, that the child used to get affected with it, ustad. And ustad used to see, are you reading your namaz? You know you're in, they used to be, particularly there used to be madrasa on Saturday morning, from 8 till 11. And if you don't know your work, you stay until Zohar time. And that was the prime day. Now, Allah Akbar. Madrasa is even cut off Fridays, no madrasa. Then any excuse, haircut, don't go maktab. And now Allahu Akbar. How shaitan has fooled us, just in incorporated with the school. So now you don't know the value of the maktab. I'm going for a science class now. Now I'm going for my fixed subject. It's just a subject. No, maktab is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah. And we should be begging Allah, keep the makatib alive. And we should, a person who's doing maktab, teaching in a maktab, his stages compared to a shaykhul hadith, Allahu Akbar. We got it the other way, lopsided way. So to know this and to realize the importance, or now your heart also, intentionally, don't let your heart's attention turn anyway. Your heart must be attentive that now I'm doing a faraz. For example, to lift your hands, to know, this is sunnah. But to say the first of takbir and tahreema, to say Allahu Akbar, so much that you hear yourself, many of us are unmindful. We lift our hands, we don't say Allah, we just did this. And we didn't say Allahu Akbar. You never entered in your namaz. And whole life, this is for us to say the first takbir so verbally that you can hear yourself. The other takbir to say is sunnah. So to know that if you don't know it and you didn't say Allahu Akbar, and many a times we late for namaz. Now there's two takbirs there. The first is Allahu Akbar. You're rushing, you just said, did you say your takbir for tahreema or did you say your takbir for going in ruku? So when you know the important aspects, then see how beneficial and how just get how it will make your life conscious. And how Allah says, now your life you'll know what. And this also teaches us, in deen and in dunya, put your preferences in order. Put your what is important, put that. What is preference, what is more important, put that. Otherwise shaitan plays a mock in our life. When it's for us, it just makes us do haphazard. And then when Nafal Namaz, we're reading like big Sufi stuff. It's important to read, but you messed up your Faraz Namaz. and their soul. Allah Ta'ala make us understand. So just important to learn these important aspects, and like we see, Tanya also. And it has to be, and in our homes, this is also part of Talim. Fazaid-e Amal, then make Talim of best is ever. Learn, revise all these Farais, Wajibat, Sunnat, Mustahabat. So much so we see Hazrat Mawlana Abrahul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, even great, the ulama used to come to his khanka in Hardoi. Then, first thing, revision of the Sunnat. That what are the Sunnat? And Hazrat was so punctual and paban on this. Even the madrasa, the students could recall 51 Sunnats of Namaz. What are the 51 Sunnats of Namaz? Wherever he used to go, anywhere, any country, used to ask, what do you know the Sunnats? Allahu Akbar. So just we have to revise myself and then consciously and then with the presence of mind. Don't let your mind intentionally go in any direction. Now I'm standing in Allah's court. And then agar khud ba khud dunyawi khiyal aa jaye balki beshumar wasawis bhi aaye lekin namazi apne qad se aage aane wale azbaat mein majboor rahe to ye halat namaz ke baad rooh hone ke munafi nahi. Then a person complains, a lot of thoughts come in. Don't let the thoughts come intentionally. Don't intentionally think in namaz. You start with Allahu Akbar. Now I have to go and buy this. So intentionally you think of it. No, just think I'm reading Surah Fatiha. Oh, and I'm standing in Qiyam, it's Farz. And for that duration to read my Qiraat of 3 Sunnah, 3 Ayat, etc. So just when you just think of it, then unintentionally thoughts come as long as you don't carry on that thought. The moment you realize, hey, I'm in namaz, and this thought came. Unintentionally a thought came, you have to go buy something. Or a thought came, so you're thinking of some sports, and you're thinking of the match, and you went in namaz right till even the last. Hey, what's wrong with me? And now you realize, tell your, that will not be a namaz of unmindfulness. As long as you didn't intentionally think. And when that thought came, that 100,000 thoughts come. Because our Buzruks explained so beautifully that these thoughts, many a time we get, what is this? These thoughts are coming in my mind all the time. My namaz is messed up. Hazrat says, we don't have to worry of that. The simple solution, Hazrat Tani Rahmatullahi said, just ignore that thought. Don't work on that thought. The moment you build on that thought, now you are namaz of not concentrating. There's no concentration in your namaz. Because the mind is like a highway. And not like the highways in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. In those days, the ordinary road, they used to call it a highway. And on that road, you get a truck, you get a bus, you get a rickshaw, you get a horse and cart, you get a person on a bicycle selling milk. So everybody, and there's no lane, that this one is going in his lane, that one is going, everybody is going in his own lane. All mixed up lane. But yet, you see Allah's Qudrat there, that you think, hey, just now, you're reading your kalima when you're in the taxi. If you go there first time in a taxi driver, you just read, but you see, you reach your airport, no accident, nothing. Why? He just was focused of the car in front of him. He just focused of that car in front of him. That car is focused of the car in front of him. So he kept his focus. And yet you thought, hey, that car is coming on to me. If you're going to keep your focus this side, that side, then you will lose your focus in front. And that's when you make the accident. So like that, just keep our focus. I'm in namaz. And the thoughts that come, don't even pay attention to it. That is the easiest thing. Otherwise, the moment you pay attention, Allahu Akbar. There was the comedian whose name was Joha. And he was a comedian, but very jovial person. He had a fruit tree. And then when it's time for fruit season and the fruits come out, he likes the children must come pluck the fruits from the tree and eat the fruits. But when they come, he comes out like with a stick shouting them. Hey, why are you coming to... So his friend asked him, he said, you want them to this thing, to take fruit, but you can, when they come, then you want to chase them. He said, no, the psychology of the child, if I don't chase them, they won't come. They also want to play fools with me. So like that, Shaitan, if you're going to pay attention to the thought, Shaitan is going to come back to you. He's going to come back to you. And one other simple, Allahu Akbar, when you sit in the company of the Arifin, they teach us Marifat. Shaitan, let the thoughts come in your mind so you get distracted. And now you pay attention. The moment you pay attention to that thought, you know I messed up his namaz. So the easiest way is just think that, Ya Allah, what a brain you gave me. That's just a small brain and so many thoughts in my mind. So he gave you fuel to go away from Allah. Now you see, this man is using the fuel to get close to Allah. Now your own can't trouble you. And then, as you progress also, then Hazrat is given, like you read, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In your namaz, just without reading those, in your mind you read, Oh, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, spat towards, like make you spitting towards your left. But that is, when you first try, don't pay attention to the thoughts at all. Don't pay attention and these thoughts will go away. When we pay attention, that is our problem. And this will all come as we learn that when your mind becomes focused in one direction. For that you have to do the cause of zikrullah. If you don't do the cause of zikrullah, where are you going to, if out of namaz we not focus, in namaz where are we going to focus? So to focus ourselves out of namaz and to see what is more important and less important. So that is what Hazrat is. So that is so simple. That is the khushu and khudu, concentration, devotion, and just your heart must be attentive. That what and very easy, just think what I'm reading, what posture I am in. And in this way, see how easy your concentration and devotion will develop. Aisi halat mein lazzat, mahwiyat mein kami aur mujahada mein ziyadati ho, hona ek to ajab. Ajab mein ziyadati ka baayis hoga. Allahu Akbar. He says when thoughts come into your mind and you don't pay attention, and after namaz you think, hey, so much thoughts came. Now in fact this is something that you are not engrossed in namaz, and you realize, hey, I didn't get the enjoyment of namaz, and I was not engrossed in my namaz. You feel bad about it. He says you'll get double reward. Because you're making an effort, you're trying to concentrate, but you see thoughts are coming. And thus, it just will come in the beginning, as Hazrat explains in front, that in the beginning it will be like this, when you just start taking bath and you start doing your cause regularly, and after a long time, then you'll see, slowly, slowly, you're getting some malaka, some ability to control your mind. Otherwise, but like that, from the beginning, when the thoughts come, just ignore it. Whatever it can be, the worst thought, just ignore it and don't pay attention to that. And just Sahaba Rajla also used to get these thoughts. And so much thought sometimes it used to affect their iman. And they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, such thoughts we know, can't even talk about it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do they really come to you? He said, yes. He says, then what's your feeling? He said, we feel dead at our way. Say, that is iman. When you feel bad, that what thoughts are coming, that is a sign of iman. When you don't feel bad and you're not worried, that is not the sign. The kuffar, what they worry of what thoughts come. So we shouldn't be dusting, paying attention to those thoughts. And when those thoughts come, it's like you're making an extra effort. You say, hey, my next namaz I must make, I mustn't think of this, I mustn't think of that. The thoughts will still come. Even great awliya, thoughts come to them also. But they don't pay attention to it. And then slowly, automatically, and yet for that you get double reward. That like it's very, we learned in the kitab also. A person becoming hafiz and is struggling to learn, he gets double reward. Because he's making an effort. So like that you make an effort to try and stay away from the thought coming in. So much so, even read surah to Nas before you start. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin Nas. Oh Allah, save me from this waswas of shaitan, etc. Then you'll see you'll get double reward also, and one you'll get saved from a big spiritual disease. Allahu Akbar. What is that? Dusra, tabhi taur par apni namaz ko naqis samajhta rahega. Jiski wajah se ujb se hifazat rahegi. Then automatically you won't think, hey, my namaz is good. You'll know what terrible thought came in my namaz. And you didn't pay attention to it, but thoughts came in. Allahu Akbar. Mashayikh has made it so easy just to think for 1 second, I'm in this posture. That is concentration, devotion. And Hazrat Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Alayh, Shaykhul Islam, he said in your whole namaz, if you just get 1 second thought that, hey, I'm in Allah's court, I'm in the court of Allah, then still you won't get a namaz that is completely void of concentration and devotion. But then you have to improve all the time. So like Hazrat is saying, you will realize that my namaz is just deficient, full of fault. I'm just thinking this. So the thought of ujab, that is self-conceit, I'm okay. Now my namaz, I can compare to my sheikh. Look at this. My namaz is like that. Then when you get that thought, your namaz is destroyed totally. Your life will be destroyed. That's a terrible spiritual disease. So now when your namaz, when you have to make an effort, and you have to try, and you make intention, Allah, please save me from this thought. Now, Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat is saying, even when you're doing this, agar sari umar bhi, yahi alat rahe, to maksad, asli radai ilahi mein pura kamyab hai. And if your whole life you tried, you did your dhikr also, still ka thought come, but you don't pay attention to it. And after namaz you think, hey, what a namaz, I messed up my namaz. But what was your intention? The pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Your intention was not ulterior motive, that I must be engrossed in namaz, although you desire that, but that is not the object. That is Allah gives very few people certain special gifts. And that is also, the Messiah said that is not the real objective of life. So we should realize that our object is radai ilahi. Not even jannat. Allahumma inna saluka radaka wal jannah. That, oh Allah, we want your pleasure. Then to enter jannat will be enjoyable. After, otherwise we read in the zikr also, hey, narazgi jiski dozakh se badhkar. That when Allah is unhappy with you and you're thrown in jahannam, that is still a lighter punishment. And when Allah is unhappy with you. So Allah's unhappiness, that is worse than being thrown in jahannam. And if Allah Ta'ala is happy with you, and somebody throws you in the fire, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah will save you from them. So here also, a person's actual object must be the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then whole life you can be trying, this is not a sign that you are unsuccessful. You were successful, but don't pay attention to the thought at all. Agarchi aam taur par mujahada jald hi khatam ho jata hai. But Hazrat says, this is Allah's favor. When you make an effort, and you make an effort, you make your zikr properly with concentration, then you see in a short time, now your mind will be more under control, and less thought comes. The moment thought comes, immediately you realize. So intentionally don't bring a thought, and if a thought comes unintentionally, don't build on that thought. Just you carry on, I'm on the highway of Allah Ta'ala, and I have to be concentrating, and I have to be carrying on my road. Then a person, Allahu Akbar. So a shaykh can only guide us. We have to make that effort. Otherwise we find even Sahaba radiallahu, Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala, how he used to be worried. When I go home, then I'm like in a different world. In the masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like my iman is boosted. He came out of his house, he said, Abu Bakr, now I met him, where are you going? He says, Hanzala, nafaka Hanzala. Hanzala became a munafiq. He said, what you talking? It's impossible. He says, when we in the masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we like in Jannat. And here when I go home, then I'm talking normal. Hazrat Abu Bakr said, I also like that. And both go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, that's a natural thing, we are insan. Otherwise, malaika will be walking and shaking your hands all the time. So Allah Ta'ala's system is to make us realize we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we make this effort, then you see the thoughts very quickly start, it will go away. And you see, or mahbub ke saath, yaksui se sargoshi ki lazzat naseeb ho jati. And then as you do the cause of marifat and the zikr of Allah, and slowly a brilliant of a drop of the love of Allah Ta'ala starts coming in your heart, then you'll get the enjoyment of talking secretly to Allah. Now when you start reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, even in the beginning, if you don't know the meaning, you know I'm talking to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Allah is replying to me, etc. So that's a secret talking, like a person, husband and wife, they got married, they talked, but even in the bedroom when there's nobody there, they're talking softly. And it's whispering to one another. And what enjoyment they get in there. So just is, as we do this course, then you'll see the enjoyment that will come to a person. But a person all the time has to be a talib, has to be seeking that, Ya Allah, please grant me this concentration and devotion. And then you'll be waiting, when is the time for namaz? When can I go to Allah Ta'ala? So then as Hazrat beautifully puts it in this poem, Muhabbat intiha mein mushkile aasan karti hai. That love in the beginning is difficult. Like we see with children or the students to get up for Fajr, hey, difficult. But when you come to the Khanqa, you sit in the company of your Shaykh and you start doing your spiritual course while you are a student, then see, to come for first serve before time, it's enjoyable. What others will know what enjoyment you will gain. So just love, part of the love of Allah, in the beginning it seems difficult. Like people who don't understand deen, Islam is difficult. But when you start doing it, you realize what I was doing, all the wrong things. And you start doing the right things. Now see, that when you're coming to, when you're reaching your destination, you say, what were those difficulties? Nothing. It was enjoyable. Magar is fitna gar ki ibtida mushkil se hoti hai. But to go through the step, in the beginning it's quite difficult. But when you got the guide, you just hold the hands of your share and they will inspire us. Then see how easy it becomes. So that was the third nur, that is concentration and devotion, is to know what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnah, what is mustahab, and the presence of mind that this is what I'm doing, and the presence that I'm in namaz, etc. Then all thoughts can come, don't pay attention to it. Just ignore it and don't build on that thought. And then Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for you. The fourth nur is azim daulat ka ek darja ke ahl, iske ahl, yani zakir wa shahir, saliku inshallah ba taufeeq e ilahi, panch azbaat poore karne ke baad hasil ho jayega. That's great, great ni'mat, Allahu Akbar. What a great blessing that Allah Ta'ala allow me to learn the ma'rifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When a person realizes this, and then he realizes namaz is a great, great blessing. And what is the value of namaz? What is the enjoyment of namaz? Then that person, Allahu Akbar, like a businessman, when he starts making profit in his business, then what does he say? He tells all his staff, the customer is the boss. But even if the customer is wrong, no, he is the boss, because he is bringing all this thing. So like that, we realize that my namaz, I can't miss it under any circumstances. So when a person realizes that ek darja uske ahl, yani Allah makes you, give you a birth of ability, you come to understand that what is namaz is an important, the duty of mine. And not just a duty, it's a great ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the person who did the zikr of Allah, who did this call, and is treading on the path of Allah, then only by Allah's tawfiq, only by Allah Ta'ala's kindness, after Hazrat says you do this five lessons, and this is just introductory course, and then the lessons itself, when you do this, then a person will get an understanding what namaz is all about. Then Allahu Akbar, one drop of the love of Allah Ta'ala is far better than the whole world and whatever it contains. You won't worry who's a millionaire, who's a trillionaire. You will realize that 1 minute to stand in the court of Allah and just think how magnificent and great Allah Ta'ala is. Now you get such enjoyment. Somebody is talking, the Adhan is going, he says, they want to meet you. I'm going for namaz. No time to talk now. No time to get involved in business or anything. And then you just rushing, and then fir usme sari umar tarakki karta rahega. Then the whole life, now you just progress and show that we have to come khanka. It's not just 40 days, and even in the 40 days as we learn, it will have an effect if we're doing what we have to do. But if we're not doing what we do, then the 40 days will pass. It's not to pass our time. And then a person, you'll see, you'll get more enjoyment in attending the majalis and being in the company of the mashayikh, and that also with our correct intention. Not that I must be recognized, not that I must be known, or I'm a special khalifa or all that. That is no sign of acceptance. Sign of acceptance is how much my connection is building with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And whole life now, magar pehle ek chilla in azbaq ka khususi ihtimam kare taake istiqamat aur pukhtagi hasil ho. First you'll have to do at least one chilla, 40 days. And 40 days is not since the jamaat started. Allah Ta'ala, since Allah created us, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقًا. Allah explains in this one ayat how Allah created us. Our forefather from sand and water. Then we also indirectly from sand and water, because the food we eat, that forms the blood and that forms the sperm. So that sperm, then Allah Ta'ala transfer it in the part of that sperm, into the womb of your wife, and that stays there for 40 days. Till Allah Ta'ala makes it a clot of blood. Then Allah Ta'ala, this 40 days, transform it into a piece of flesh. Then Allah Ta'ala transforms it into a body. Then Allah Ta'ala put bones and flesh over and skin over. Then after 4 months and 10 days, Allah puts life. So just 40 days has an effect in a person's life, that metamorphosis, that change takes place. But if you spend that 40 days properly, that 40 days if you do your zikr properly, attentively, etc., you try your best, you are going to make mistakes here and there, but you try your best, then see, you'll become, it will be part of your life. And this is what the tasawwuf is all about. Umuri shar'iyya, umuri tabiyya ban jaye. That the commands of Allah don't become my second nature. It becomes my life. I can't live without Allah's command. So to get this, Hazrat says, to realize how great this ni'mat of namaz, which will bring our whole deen in order, our whole dunya in order, to do a proper course under the guidance of a shaykh, 40 days properly, with proper importance. So you get istiqamah, and this is the main thing. That now it must become part of my life. That I realize going for majlis is not just going for, it's my life. I can't do without it. I need to go for my treatment. How a person, he goes for his appointment hospital, he already knows when is his next appointment. This is more important. Then strength will come into you. So in 40 days, unko bhi koshish kare ke kisi namaz ki takbir ula na fort. So how you should do this? Not that you're just in a kanka and you're missing takbir ula. No, make an effort. I must be in the first serve. I must be there with takbir ula. I must be conscious and I must be doing my zikr properly. And then the great benefit of this is when you do takbir ula for 40 days, Allah gives you 2 great certificates. Bara'atu minan nifaq wa bara'atu minan nar. You get a certificate, you're free from hypocrisy. Otherwise, myself filled with hypocrisy. And you'll be saved from the fire of Jahannam. What is a PhD and all those stupid certificates that you got permanent head damage? You're thinking my forefather was a monkey. No, just now you'll be worried. I'm standing in the court of Allah. Allah must grant me His love. And Allahu Akbar, you can't, 1 billionth of a drop of the love of Allah, the whole world cannot compare to that. So Allah Ta'ala will give you this freedom from nifaq, hypocrisy. And ghaflat wali namaz parna munafakat ka ek asar hai. And if you stay 40 days, but you're not doing what you have to do, you're not in all the programs regularly, etc., then you'll be performing a namaz of unmindfulness. And a namaz of unmindfulness is what is called a namaz of hypocrisy. That you're coming in namaz, even like if we're sitting here, but we're not attentive, we're not focused, then it's like we're unmindful. So we'll be doing our 40 days, and 4 months you can do, but you'll come back empty. Allah Ta'ala save us. Any person, oh Hajj, Umrah, you see you come back, I went for Hajj. You went for Hajj, you won't even make out any signs of death. And then, as we have learned in front, now when you spend this 40 days, then you won't think, I went 40 days. You realize, what? I didn't even achieve anything. Where is Allah's greatness? Where am I? Aur hadith se paak mein aaya ke jo shakhs 40 roz is tarah namaz pare ke shuru mein imam ke saath shareek ho aur namaz shuru karne ki takbeer jab imam kahe to isi waqt ye bhi namaz mein shareek ho jaye to wo shakhs na to jahannam mein dakhil hoga na munafiqon mein dakhil hoga. This hadith comes clearly. If you perform 40 namazes, what takbir e ula, that is immediately what the imam, after imam just said Allahu Akbar, you are there. And you try to be in the first serve also. Then Allah Ta'ala will give you these 2 certificates. You will fall, Allah automatically will take out hypocrisy from our heart. Otherwise hypocrisy, I say I'm a Muslim, but I love the lifestyle of kuffar. Today we can see in our own homes with this cell phone, how lot hypocrisy. Husband and wife, you send a message of love, but you are chatting to somebody else. Huh? So just make an effort on this namaz for 40 days. Any action, and that is why they stress 40 days. It's not just that the illah has just come out because it will take an effect in your life. Munafiq wo log kehla ke jo apne ko musalman zahir kare lekin dil mein kufr rakhte ho aur 40 din ki khususiyat zahir is wajah se ki halat ke taghayyur mein 40 din ko khas dakhal hai. Hazrat is explaining a hypocrite, he say I'm a Muslim but he loves the lifestyle of the kuffar. And why 40 days stress? Because a change comes in your life. And then you start getting the ability to be punctual on that. And then slowly you start getting enjoyment. چنانچہ آدمی کے پیدائش کی ترتیب جس حدیث میں آئی ہے اس میں 40 دن تک نطفہ رہتا ہے پھر گوشت کا ٹکڑا 40 دن تک اسی طرح 40 دن میں اس کا تغیر ذکر فرمایا اسی وجہ سے صوفیہ کی یہ ہاتھ چلہ بھی خاص اہمیت رکھتا ہے کتنے خوش قسمت ہے وہ لوگ جن کو برسوں بھی تکبیر اولا فوت نہیں ہو 40 hoti, Allah Akbar. So Hazrat is saying that why does 40 days? As we explained, Allah explained, the metamorphosis takes place, 40 days. And then you see a change comes in your life, and a change comes in your life. And then that is why the Sufiya has stressed on 40 days. Musa alayhi salam went for Torah, Allah Ta'ala told come 30 days, then Allah says increase 40 days. He completed 40 days, he got the Torah. So what does Allah, what changes it will come? And then Hazrat says, how fortunate are those people that never must get Takbir-e-Ula for years, Allah Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, for example, he went to Barbados and he made arrangements, I must be there for Takbir-e-Ula. But somehow in the customs or something, he got little late, he didn't miss the first rakat, but he must Takbir-e-Ula. After the made salam, say, ah. Hazrat, what happened? They malum ne kitna saalon ke baad Takbir-e-Ula fought away. There they took a lesson, they said, any buzur come, we'll wait for them. And because of that, Allah gave them barakat in their rizq. Allah gave us tawfiq.